hitting record.
Hello, I'm Emily McDonald.
And I'm Megan Ensel, and welcome to Motherfucked. Sorry. I thought we could talk about how we met. So MJ and I have been friends for a few years. Our sons met in preschool, which was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, Rowan started going there when he was like, they were in the baby room. They were like less than a year old.
Like for 5 years. So I have two children, for those of you that don't know me. Archer, who is 5, and Isla, who is just turned 2 years old.
And I have two children as well. Everly is 7. Rowan is 5. Archer's little best buddy. And I have been divorced for about 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've been married for about 2, but together. It's been
interesting. And beyond that, like, honestly, I just hate talking about myself. And I know this would normally be the part where we like list our credentials, but if you're that worried about it, check out the website or check
Google
out
us. Social Use media. The Google.
Yeah, my name is spelled weird. I'm like the only one you're going to find on there.
We have a website set up at motherfucked.wordpress.com, and that will be on our Facebook page too and Instagram. So you can see all of our stuff there. But so let's start off on what happened in our weeks.
Yeah,
so I was going to tell you, I went into Archer's bedroom the other day, and you know those Fisher-Price bowls? Like he has a toy kitchen in his room or whatever. And I tripped over one and I could tell it was something was inside of it. It wasn't empty because it didn't fly across the room. And so I looked down, I was like, Archer, what's in here? And he's like, oh, it's just water. And I looked in there and it was yellow. So I knew it wasn't water. So I was like, what? So I picked it up and smelled it. And I was like, it's pee. Archer, it's pee.
Oh my gosh. And it's like he just made a little Fisher Price chamber pot.
Urinal, his own porta potty. And I was like, what? Why did you pee in here? And he's like, I just didn't want to walk to the bathroom. And his room is seriously, you know, 6 steps from the bathroom. Like it is adjacent. Yeah. So,
if you have to be bad enough, that's like traveling to another wing of the house or something. Like, I don't know.
Right? Yeah. Like we live in some big mansion. But I suppose, you know, some kids while they're playing don't want to stop to go pee. Oh, they'll wet their pants. So at least he didn't like pee his pants. He was like, oh, here. Problem solving.
Like a, during the day, I was imagining him like waking up in the morning, like it was an overnight situation.
It was
so hard.
Yeah. No, I was just like, I don't want to go. Laziness.
Fun. I don't need this bowl for this game right now, so fine.
So what about, so that was the highlight of my week.
Excellent. I did. It was their weekend with their dad, so I did a San Francisco trip, and I'd never been before, so that was exciting. Got to do Chinatown and Muir Woods and eat all the delicious food. And I only saw one pile of human poop while I was there, which like I, from what I understand, means that I must've been in like the really nice part of town.
You were not in the Tenderloin then?
No, like I briefly almost went there once and then I immediately, I was like being approached by this obviously mentally ill man.
Yeah.
And, like immediately turned around and like found my travel companion and I was like, don't leave me again.
Yeah. Well, I'm jealous. I love San Francisco. I was just home watching murder shows and Dateline and 2020 while Isla napped.
No, that's good though, because now like you know what's up with current events. I just like missed all the news last week because I was just so busy with other stuff. Like,
well, consider yourself lucky because as everyone knows, the news is depressing. And especially if you have small children around while you're watching the news, you get bombarded with questions.
Yeah. Do they pick up on it? Like probably not Isla yet, right?
Yeah. I think when the whole election was going on, you know, Archer was like asked about like, is our president bad? Also he picked up on, with the, you know, police brutality and things like that, like having to field questions like, are all police bad or why, you know, and like answering, well, no, but there's bad people everywhere. You know, it doesn't matter what profession.
Yeah, like if they get lost or something, you want them to like mm-hmm. feel comfortable
with
a police officer and you want, but you also want to acknowledge that there's like some really messed up stuff happening. My kids, not so much the police brutality. They haven't picked up on those news stories yet, but the election, they were like very invested and they were stressed out. My family is pretty like polar opposites, like all over the place. And so
I think a lot of families have that duality.
Yeah. And so like they were worried the whole time, like, Mom, who are you going to vote for? Who are you going to vote for? And I'm like, don't worry about it. Like, it's fine. Like, you should just learn about all the candidates. And then when it's you're old enough to vote, like, you vote for who you think and it's fine. And they were stressing about it. And then Rowan saw, like, there's some campaign sign that somebody had for just like a local office, but it had Spider-Man on it. But he decided that, like, he was pretty sure that meant Spider-Man had endorsed Joe Biden. So when Joe Biden lost the mock election at his kids club, he like had it, he had to come apart. So that Spider-Man endorsement, that's an important one,
apparently. Well, yeah, that would get any kid's attention.
Yeah. So, I mean, but like, so we navigated that. I feel like police brutality, all that kind of stuff. That's that's a much trickier. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going
to
do. When
well, even like as adults don't understand it. So it's hard to tell that to a 5-year-old. But yeah, we've even had like the racism thing. I don't even remember how that came up. Well, maybe it was along the same lines as the police stuff, but you know, both of our kids have gone to very diverse schools with, you know, Archer was actually the only white child in one of his schools at the preschool, and his first word was agua. But the other day he came up to me and was just like, you know, he's getting into, he's noticing things and was just like, I just like white girls. And I was just like mortified. I'm even mortified saying it. It like makes me cringe. Because we have several Hispanic friends, several black friends, you know? So that like really bothered me. And I said, well, why would you say that? He's like, that's just what I like. And I was like, okay. It's okay to like that, but we don't say that out loud because that could hurt somebody else's feelings, you know? And then, so we had that conversation. I didn't want to make too big of an issue of it. Cause then I didn't think he thought it was a big deal. He was just basically saying, I like blue, not green, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Cause he's like that innocent. And that's like what worries me is cause I feel like we're kind of, we have like similar parenting styles and that I worry that not like, because I haven't directly talked about racism with my kids, like they just take for granted. Like, yeah, we have black friends, we have brown friends. Yeah. And we like, whatever, that it doesn't occur to them like that some of the things that they're like doing or saying is, like, are awful. And but it's like, how big of a deal do you make it? Like, right. What do you start talking about it?
Yeah, so I didn't make a big deal of it. I just said, you know, you can't say that out loud because that will hurt somebody else's feelings. That's like saying, what if somebody said they didn't like the color of your hair or something like that? So I didn't spend too much time on it. And then actually last night he came up to me and I don't even know what we were doing. I think we were watching Shrek and he was just like, yeah, I like brown girls too now. So it was just like, it was just kind of like, oh, you know,
you're watching
like,
Shrek. Whatever. I think you were going to say that he said like, oh, I like green girls.
Green too. Girls too. I like ogre girls. Yeah. Yeah. So, if anyone has, like, we have our email and you can, on our social media, drop us a line. And if you've had that same issue come up, how you've handled it, you can tell me I did it all wrong. Like, I'm cool with that too.
I don't even know like where to begin. So yeah, all advice and thoughts are welcome. For sure. What are you getting for Mother's Day?
So yeah, Mother's Day, you guys, it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
So Mother's Day, that would be today. Hopefully this is when we're dropping it. My brother's girlfriend is hosting, a brunch. So that will be nice. And told us not to bring anything. I'm cool with that. Usually I get a gift that, well, kids always make something at school, right?
Yeah. You're like a candle.
Like they like make a candle or they make some pottery or something like that. And then my husband has got me 2 years in a row. He got me a ring that's had, this is before Isla was born, that had Archer, embossed on it. And it was so funny. So it was lovely ring, lovely, thoughtful present. And then the next year, the same gift. And I was like, is this a joke? And he totally forgot he got that. I was like, it is such a like thoughtful gift. Like, how would you forget? He's like, well, I remember looking at him. I just forgot I ordered it for you.
He's so like, I just like logged on to Etsy and I put Mother's Day gifts. And like the first thing, like, it seems like this really thoughtful gift, but.
So last year I got one that said Isla. So maybe I'll get another Isla one this year.
There you go. And then you can like be blinging like
both of them.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's what we do. We do like a brunch and then the same gift. What about you?
That's interesting.
That's different for you since you're divorced. So it's like, okay, does your ex get your kids something for you? Or do you always get the kids on Mother's Day?
We do have it written into like this, this weekend happens to be my weekend anyway, but we do have like specifics written in that there's, that like I would get them for Mother's Day if it didn't happen to be my day, and he would get the same for Father's Day. As far as like gifts go, it kind of depends on like how well we're getting along at the time and kind of what else is going on. Last Mother's Day he did, like, he got, a really nice like flower arrangement, from the
kids really nice.
For me. And like, and I try to like ask the kids, like, what do you think we should get Dad? And like, when they are like, let's get him a new computer. I'm like, fuck that. Like, he doesn't pay that much child support. But like, we'll get him like a goodie bag, like with snacks or whatever. And we're actually, cause like my mom is going to be working on Mother's Day. So we're going to take her to do something Saturday. And then, just all my other friends who like have kids or no plans or whatever, they're going to come over and we're just going to like grill and swim and hope that the pool isn't too crowded.
Yeah. Well, you know what I want? I would just like to be left alone with my murder shows. Like, that is my perfect Mother's Day. You guys go somewhere.
Kids, you leave. Do not come back.
Yeah. Give me a bottle of wine and a like murder show.
12 hours of alone time.
Yes. That would be my wish, but it won't happen. But maybe next year, who knows?
That's I started getting really into like taking very long baths, like once I had kids. It was like, I'm gonna lock the door.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have my secret bag of Sour Patch Kids under the sink. Like, and just no one talk to me.
Yes.
Well, so what do you get Greg for Father's Day then?
I just went dirty for a minute. Yeah. He would ask for, I'm sure, something sexual, right? That's what most husbands want.
Yeah, probably. Like, it's, what is it, like, Valentine's Day, and it's, like, the day after or something. It's supposed to be, like, steak and blowjob day. This is the holiday that people talk about. It's something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what I got him last year. I can't, I like, seriously, since I've had kids, I can't remember anything.
I think it's, like, only fair, like, that, like, mom should get, like, you know, I mean, dads are important too, but like, we like straight up like shot like watermelon sized humans out of a lemon sized hole.
Yeah, like, didn't you have a bad delivery? Like, you were, your vagina was ripped to your,
oh my gosh, like your both directions. It was awful. Yeah. Like, yeah, when I had Everly and then they're like, so they like sew me up. Everly's been rushed to the NICU meanwhile. And it turned out she was totally okay. But like at the time I'm panicked. I'm like first time mom. And like, I don't know what's going on. And so her dad like goes with her, like obviously to make sure she's okay. So I'm just there by myself, get sewed up. They're like, oh, you
how many, I'm like going to get gory. How many stitches did you have? Do you know?
I want to say it was like 8.
Oh,
I think, I don't know, like I've blocked out a lot of like, like immediately after he gets, well, I had already screamed at the doctor, like my epidural wore off. And I kept telling them like, it hurts. And he's like, I don't know what you think hurts. And I was like, do not touch me. Do not.
Yeah. Also, have you had a baby before, dude?
Yeah. And like, so he literally like rolled away in his little wheelie chair and started like text messaging, and the nurses did everything. But so he gets done sewing me up. He leaves. They're insisting like, we need you to like go pee now. And I'm like, well, I don't have to pee. And they're like, no, but you have to. I'm like, okay,
plus
whatever.
Sometimes like from the epidural, it's like, if I couldn't go with Isla, because you're just like numbed and they have to like,
Well, and that's why they were like trying to force me, is because I had the epidural and I'm like, just like, not right now. But so I go and I try and I can't pee. So I go lay back down. They're like, well, now we got to give you a catheter. I'm like, okay, like, well, I mean, I guess you have to, like, what else? I don't think I can use this. So, but like this lady, she's like, hey, it's like 8 different tries. And she keeps being like, oh, it was almost there. I missed. Oh, you know what? Let me go and get another nurse to help. And like, and I'm just still like freaking out, cause like, I don't know what's going on with Everly.
Yeah.
It's getting dark. And so this lady, she brings in the other nurse to help. And the other nurse is like, oh, like maybe we should turn on the light.
Yeah, good
You're
idea.
Just, like, trying to give me a catheter, like after like my vagina had just been destroyed, like in the dark. Yeah, that was pretty awful. It made me
Plus, you are young. Like, I'm an older mother, for those of you that don't know. You could also refer to me as elderly, geriatric, because it's all been on my medical records. But plus, you're young. I would just think at that age, you're younger and, like, more fearful. I mean, that'd be scary anyway, but I think at a young age, it's like...
Yeah, well, and you don't feel like you can, like... I remember just being shocked. Like, I'm 24 and like they're really just letting me take this baby home, like, by myself. Like,
yeah,
I'm allowed to be in charge of, okay.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, like the whole thing was just like surreal and weird and made me like very, very thankful to discover, anybody who needs like to get a baby shower gift or anything, my new go-to is like those ice packs. You can get those on Amazon and get them delivered in an unmarked package. And
you will hate me, but I did not.
What was that?
Yeah. I feel sorry for you, like for the tearing and all of that. Like, I am so fortunate that I did not tear with either one. I was so
humble brag.
Terrified. Huh?
Like,
humble brag. Yeah.
Like, I feel so bad.
I'm like, don't hate me, but I didn't tear.
Perfect deliveries and I didn't tear once. Like,
no, that's not true though. But you know why the first one I didn't tear was because I had, I forget what it's called now, but they didn't discover it until after Archer was born. He was born at 5 pounds, 5 ounces. So my placenta wasn't, towards the end of the pregnancy, it wasn't delivering the nutrients to him.
Oh, isn't that like what, like Kim Kardashian, that's why she started having to use surrogates.
I don't watch the Kardashians. I have no
idea.
Neither
do I, but I can't escape.
She had something with the placenta. I'm not sure. Mine was like placenta. I don't know if you know, I could Google it and find
hers
out.
Is like anterior placenta or something. Like, it's
I think hers thing. Like would detach from her uterus, yeah. But like mine just wasn't delivering, doing its job. And so they had, so essentially it's not, you know, that's why Archer was so small, which made me feel horrible.
Which, like, but really quickly, I'm going to humble brag. Like, they made me look at the placenta after I had Everly because they were commenting that it was the most beautiful placenta they'd ever seen.
You just one-upped me. You just one-upped me.
So there you go. Like, I had to, like, after you were like, well, I didn't tear once.
Well, they delivered my placenta and said it stunk and wanted to know about it. So you got me. Yeah. They said it. They had a student in there and she was covering her nose. And the doctor's like, this stinks. Like, smell this. And they're all like, yeah, it stinks. I can attest to that. And they're like, take it to the lab. It needs to see if there's an infection.
Like, so, if you're in the hospital, like, the last thing you ever want to hear is smell this.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm like, I just like, can you keep it on the DL? Like, you are broadcasting this. Like, how embarrassing!
They gotta learn. They're teaching the students.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So anyway, Archer was tiny.
Archer was tiny, and I didn't tear. And you have a beautiful placenta. But did you eat the beautiful placenta? Because that's a thing.
No, I did have a nightmare though, because I have like some really crazy hippie friends from Boston who were like sending me all these articles about. Yeah. How I could get it like turned into capsules or how I could like prepare it. And like, I refuse. Like, they're like, I'm kind of into like weird holistic, but like, I got to draw the line. I grew up in Idaho.
Thank you for I had a friend that did it and I was just like, I can't, like, I don't know. I can't get behind it.
That's, well, everyone's like, well, animals do it. And I'm like, yeah, because the animals are probably worried about predators, like smelling them out. And like, especially if they have a really stinky placenta, like,
right. No. Or do they just do it also for food and nutrition and to rebuild strength? Like, we don't, I feel like.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to take an iron supplement.
They gave me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich after I had gave birth. So I like, I don't know. I don't want to judge anybody that does it, but I kind of secretly do. So.
That was not for me. Did you have did you have to do like, well, did you breastfeed your kids?
Well, no, and that's another thing. No, I tried with Archer. I started and then they said, cause he was so small, I had to supplement with formula right away anyway to, you know, cause after you give birth, the babies lose like 5 ounces anyway. You know, he went down to 5. Yeah. So like, of course he's going to prefer the bottle because it's easier. Well, it comes out fast.
Beginning. Like, yeah. Yes.
And so like, I tried a little bit and I was like, I hate it. Just didn't. And then with Isla, I did it for a few weeks because I really wanted to. Everyone's like, just feel this bond. You just love it. And I had postpartum. I was like tearful. I hated it. I hated it, hated it, hated it.
Well, and it's a full-time job.
Yeah. That's all I was doing. I've never been so thirsty in my life. You're so thirsty. I had struggled with it. And then I wanted to get on some antidepressants because I was bawling. I couldn't stop bawling. So, I was like feeling like Greg was going to judge me, my husband. And he's like, he's like, oh, you can't take the medicine while you're breastfeeding. I was like, no. He's like, fuck that. So I was like, all right, off to the pharmacy.
Oh, and I Greg. He does deserve a good Father's Day present.
Yes. Yes. Okay. You can have a blowjob.
That weird thing he keeps asking you to do.
Yeah. But you breastfed, didn't I? Like, I give it up to women who do it because I think it is amazing because it takes so much time. You have to watch what you eat, watch what you drink. You're spending so much time with your baby or pumping, you know, and the women who are working and taking the pump with them to work, like props to them. I couldn't do it.
Well, so like my plan initially, like with Everly was that like, yes, I'm going to exclusively breastfeed. I'm going to whatever. And like, I was like so upset and like bawling because it was just like so difficult. Like the first week that my mom was like, you know, I happened to bring some newborn formula just in case. And I was like, thank you. And then I got like, I feel like it's weird. Like, that women, like, we give them this perception that it's like an all or nothing proposition. So I ended up, cause I went back to, I had Everly, I think on a Saturday and I did a work presentation on Tuesday.
Oh my God.
I had Rowan at like 9 a.m.
Vagina?
I was on a Skype call with a client like 2 hours later. And like, but so like I would nurse them like if I was around or like in the middle of the night, cause I'm too lazy to get up and make bottles and do whatever. But like I never had time to like build a supply and like send breast milk with them to daycare or do anything like that. So it was, they did both and my body adjusted and I got on a schedule. I only like leaked through my shirt during a couple of client meetings. For the most part, it was okay. Like my boobs knew like what time we're picking the kids up and it's time to go.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, like that's, I feel like it's weird. It's like so much pressure. Like you have to like exclusive, like, or you just not at all, or you're just when really like there's a middle road, like, and if that works better for you, fine.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I like got like,
I just think it's like really
my kids because I breastfed. It's like, I got to be lazy in the middle of the night and not get up and make bottles and I saved some money.
And your sanity, because we put so, you know, like it's such a natural thing to breastfeed. So you think it'd be so easy and like trying to get the baby. That's another thing. I couldn't get, Archer to latch. And I had to, they had a consultant at the hospital and she came in to show me and she was so mean. She was like, yelled at me. She's like, okay. Cause you know, your boob falls over their face. And especially when I have big boobs, that, you know, they're filled and you're pregnant and you're fat and like whatever. And she was like, you're suffocating him now. He's not getting any air. And I'm just like, whoa. Like, and I was like bawling and I'm just like, give me a Xanax.
The lactation consultant when I had Everly went through my trash can in my room to see what I had been eating.
Oh my God.
Snacks. And that's when I was like, do not like bring, like I'm done. Like,
yeah.
I do not let the lactation consultant in my room anymore.
No. I had a friend that had a consultant. She's like, drink a Guinness before you pump to like let the milk to help relax you and let the milk down and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, there's so much pressure around that. And, I'm glad I had a partner that did not pressure me into breastfeeding because it was hard.
Yeah. Well, and you're getting enough pressure from everyone else.
You know, your hormones and like, especially when you have to go back to work and it's just a lot. So
it's a lot. Well, I mean, I guess kind of the gist of why we're making this podcast is so we can just talk about all this stuff that's a lot and all the weird, I don't know.
That nobody's probably doing it perfectly. Like we've tried to be, I think there's so much competition with mothers, especially.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, sure there is with parenthood and fathers and whatever, but I feel like I've seen it like, you know, the comparison, the judging, the, I'm doing it better than you.
On like social media, everyone's putting up their highlight reels. So then like, you can't help but feel like insecure. Every mom I know, like has that moment, like regardless where she's like, oh, I'm doing something wrong. Like, oh, like you get imposter syndrome.
Yes.
Hopefully we can just like expose like a lot of the weird shit show tendencies and normalize it and talk about it and support.
We're gonna make mistakes. We've made mistakes. There's more to come. Hopefully we can just help each other out along the way. That's a wrap for our first Mother's Day episode. And next time we'll bring to you, I've got another issue with discipline and hopefully we can either get some advice or comments on how, if I handled it okay or not.
Ooh. Oh, and I think maybe, I know which one you're talking about. And if I do, this is a good one and I want to hear what other people think.
Yeah.
All right.
So thank you guys for joining us. We'll get better.